And she loves Jesus and loves his church. Can we stand and just honor her today? Thank you, Helen. Come on. Come on. It's not an easy job. Yeah. Thank you. We gave her some things during our week, and I hope the kids didn't eat all the chocolates, and you're enjoying the flowers and other things. Okay. You know, also, it's great to have David and Suzanne with us all the way from United Life in London, recently joined C3. Great to have you with us, guys. So they go back to church, I think, at their own church. Is it next week? Week after? 2 weeks. All right. Well, you've got time to put a selfie up and see if you win a prize. Go to the movies this week. All right. Dead or alive? I want to talk to you this morning. Turn to your neighbour and say, are you dead or alive? Come on. It's nearly Christmas. Who's feeling... No one's feeling weary in C3 Fremantle, are they? We're all alive. You know, I know it's nearly the end of the year, but I've only just come back from long service leave, so I'm alive. My wife's alive. And I want to talk to you today about being dead or alive, because we've got opportunity in this whole of December to preach the gospel and see people come to Christ. Who'd like to see one of their friends or family saved this Christmas? And so we are in the business of seeing new people. Something I love about C3 is that we love to see new people come into relationship with Jesus. And so nearly every service we have, or pretty much every service we have, there will be an opportunity, like Pastor Charlie shared this morning, so that people can receive of their Lord and Savior, the one who did everything for us. So, you know, when Andrew and I were on leave, and... we were in Cyprus. We stumbled across a church, and it was in Larnaca, the capital of Cyprus. And it's been restored to appreciate its history and significance. And as we entered the building, and after some, I'll show you the inside, shall I? This is the inside of the church, quite a beautiful building, actually. And we began to appreciate the history and the significance. Who's ever been to Europe? The history in Europe is quite amazing compared to here in Australia. We're a young country. And so as we entered the building and after some investigating, we discovered that Lazarus pastored the church. Lazarus, are you hearing me? Lazarus pastored this church for, well, similar. It's probably, I'll tell you the whole story in a minute. But for over 20 years. And the one who had died came back to life and fulfilled the ministry calling that he had on his life in Cyprus, where he was sent by Paul and Barnabas. Now, Lazarus did eventually die, just in case you're wondering. We found his tomb at the bottom of this church. That actually says St. Lazarus, and this is his tomb, I believe. Yes, that's the photo I took when I was there. So, spooky. Anyway, the point is that we all have one life. It's how we lead that life is going to determine whether it's dead or alive to the things of Christ in our life. We can be believing but still dead. Or we can be believing and alive. Why be a dead fish when you can be a fantastic a person that actually is able to go up? Guess what I did this week? What did you do this weekend? I went to church. And they go, you what? They'll probably say some other things as well, being Aussies. You know, what'd you do that for? He said, you know, it's one of the greatest times in my week. Come on. It's one of the best opportunities I have to reconnect with people who really care and love me. It's one of those times where I can sense the actual presence of God. You know, I've done that. And this week I was actually in the gymnasium. I've decided to go back after 8 weeks of eating badly. And so I was at the gymnasium just up the road, and a guy I hadn't seen for ages, an Irish man, that every second word seemed to be a profanity, but he goes, "I must come and get one of those beep beep Bibles from you." Because people out there, he's actually scared for his three little children. He's a big guy, but he's scared for his three little children because of all the things that are happening in our world right now. And God is a God of love. And so you don't know where these conversations can lead sometimes. So are you going to be dead or are you going to be alive? Only three of you. Are you going to be dead or are you going to be alive? Thank you. See, in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, you can take the Lazarus down. We don't want to look at death all the time. That's where we're going to be one day, by the way. We're going to make it count before we get to that place. See, I have been given complete authority. I have been given what? Complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, why is there a therefore? Because who has given you complete authority? Who has given you complete authority? Jesus, yes. Who's he talking to? The disciples. So Jesus himself is speaking. He's saying, I have been given all authority. And so because there's an assumption being made by Christ at this point, because I have been given authority, you have been given authority. And so it's an interesting phrase. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Who's with us always? Who's with us even when we die? That's encouraging, right? Because otherwise, we're just in a tomb, under the ground, or fried, if that's your preferred option. The background to this passage is a reason, some of you got that, for our hope in Christ. See, Jesus' body was placed in the tomb with a large boulder around it. And an angel came. He was probably one of those, I don't know, Marvel angels. Moved it out of the way. And Jesus comes out. He's alive. He's no longer there. All they find is his garments that he was wrapped in. And so the radiance of the angel's face was too much for the guards who went in. They went into a dead faint. And some of the women who mourned Jesus ran to the burial place. But Jesus met them en route. Hi, girls. Good to see you again. How do you think they were thinking? Whoa. And my guess is that these women were taken aback. Is that really him? How can this be? What is going on here? Jesus was dead. Now he's right in front of us. Is this for real? It's me, girls. I've had a bad 3 days, but I'm okay. In the end, the Great Commission is clear. It is why he's able to state to his disciples that he is with them always. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's with you always. See, he asked the ladies to go and tell my brothers to meet him in Galilee. Now, the men were a bit stubborn about this. Jesus was dead, but now he is alive. This is an extremely powerful moment. Your faith and mine hangs on this moment in history. See, Jesus, the Son of Man, was dead, but now he is resurrected. It means that as you and I are one day going to meet our grave, so too we will be resurrected because we believed in him. We have resurrection life. We are dead, but we are alive. You are dead, but you are alive. You were dead to sins, but now you're alive. You were dead to all sorts of things that were hold-ups and hang-ups in your life, but now you are alive. You're alive. You're alive because Christ lives inside of you. You cannot afford to be dead in this world right now. You've got to know what you believe. You got to know who your hope is. You got to know who's alive inside of you. Time's too short. And so Jesus, the Son of Man, was dead, but now he's resurrected. And it means that you and I are going to meet, like I said, our grave, but we're going to rise with him in victory. And it actually says in, you can help me out here. Thanks, Mike. I can't afford to touch that thing. I'll do it all wrong. And as we have been born in the image of man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. 1 Corinthians 15:49. And I love the way Eugene Peterson describes this verse in the Message. Have you got it for me, Mike? You hear a blast to end all blasts from a trumpet. And in the time that you look up and blink your eyes, it's over. On signal from that trumpet from heaven, the dead will be up and out of their graves beyond the reach of death, never to die again. Who's going to be one of those? Come on. And so when we love Jesus, when we have Jesus in our life, when we're alive to him, I don't know if it's a little bit more than just believing. You've got to be alive. Come on. Faith without is. And so at the same moment and in the same way, we'll all be changed. It goes on. In the resurrection scheme of things, this has to happen. Everything perishable taken off the shelves and replaced by the imperishable. This mortal replaced by the immortal. Our soul prospers because we have decided to be alive in him. What is dead in your life is going to come alive through the Spirit of Christ within you. Who knows that there's a lot of dead people out there that need to come alive to the Spirit of Christ. And so, he's alive. Say it with me, he's alive. He's alive. Yeah. How are you demonstrating your life to others with the knowledge that he is alive? You're from his kingdom. A kingdom that has no end. How are you demonstrating that he is alive to others? See, the disciples, those that had been following Jesus whilst he was with them on earth, Jesus had the same message for them that he has for you and I. All authority has been given to me. I don't know if you've got this quite yet. All authority, say it with me, all authority has been given. Now point to yourself, to me, to me. Go therefore and make disciples. Now Jesus assumes that we get this part just as he assumed his disciples would at the time. Go, go, go. I don't know what else stands for go. I'm trying to think of a word this week, like what else is a word that just go. Don't stop, don't stay stationary, don't go into reverse, go. Go, go, go and make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them to observe all things that he commanded. Who'd like to see more baptisms in 2016? And so it was that Jesus had asked his disciples a simple question. Who do you think I am? And Peter responded, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And whilst Jesus was with them, it was easy for them to believe. Who finds it easier to believe when we're in church together? They were with him. It's like this, when we're in church together, it's easy to believe because faith runs through all of us and we get inspired by one another and we must have church. It's vital for our spiritual growth. And Jesus, as inspired his disciples when he was with them. And we're inspired by one another when we come into his house. And we inspire one another through the various talents and things that we're able to do together and the various giftings that we have. Some of you thought that you couldn't do a certain role in church, but now you're doing it without any issues whatsoever because you get encouraged and blessed and you find your calling, you find purpose for your life. Who knows that church is the best place, the best organization. You know, everywhere around the world, there's an outlet called Church. Jay John told Jared, and then I overheard this morning. There's outlets everywhere. There's very few countries that don't have outlets. And so there are things we thought that we could not do. Who here thought they could not do something and they're now doing it? Hands up. I'm keeping mine up. That's about 60% of us here this morning. And so many times Jesus spoke with his disciples about his death in the hands of the Pharisees and the religious people in Jerusalem, but that he would rise again on the third day. Now, if you have your actual Bibles, if not, turn to your telephones. I still like the actual Bible. I like using my other Bibles as well, but sometimes it's nice to read the Bible. Mark 16, verse 9. I just want to read you a couple of scriptures because we started this year with this. Who'd like to have great impact to finish their year? And so here we have in Mark 16, verse 9. It was early on Sunday morning when Jesus rose from the dead, and the first person who saw him was Mary Magdalene, the woman from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and found the disciples who were grieving and weeping. But when she told them that Jesus was alive and she had seen him, they didn't, what? Believe her. Afterward, he appeared to two who were walking from Jerusalem into the country, but they didn't recognize him at first because he had changed his appearance. When they realized who he was, they rushed back to tell the others, but no one believed them. Twice now. Still later, he appeared to the 11 disciples as they were eating together. He rebuked them for their unbelief. Therefore, their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he told them. So all this is going on, and then he just says, this is how it is, boys and girls. Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere. Say it with me. Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These signs will follow those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. They will speak new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and heal them. How is any of that possible? Because Jesus is alive through us. Come on. Who'd like to handle a dugite this afternoon down to the beach when you go for a swim? Anyone? We're talking about, though, we're literally talking about when things go wrong in our life that Jesus can turn them around. Come on. Okay, I'm a little bit excited. I'll just try and calm down a little bit. Who's enjoying this morning? You know, maybe the disciples had reason to be uncertain of their future. It's an in-between time before the promised Holy Spirit. So maybe they're kind of like, you know, like most of us, do you think? Pentecost hasn't come yet. And on the other hand, Jesus has spoken to them about the situation they now faced. So Jesus has spoken to them about exactly what's going to happen, and they still don't believe. How easy is it for us to be with him one moment and unsure the next? Am I the only one that I can be with him one moment and then unsure the next? Who knows? We need to stir ourselves up in God. Fan into flame, as Paul said to Timothy. And also, we need one another. But the more we hear good news stories, haven't we had some fantastic good news stories this year? You know, there's just been some miracles after miracles that God's shown his hand. God's alive. He's alive. And so it's easy to be with him one moment, unsure the next. And when things aren't looking like we think that they should in our world, it's easy to forget that he's alive. And so the world's at war. Have you noticed? Man, you know, we can be grateful. I guess we live this side of the world. You guys have got to go back to Europe. It's heating up over there. It's true. It's, you know. But thank God we've got great people running churches all around our globe because they have the life of Christ. And who knows that, I'm coming to it, you know, that when we're persecuted, the life of Christ becomes more prevalent and things begin to happen. And so, has God's word changed for you? Or has his word even changed? It's the same, right? It's the same. I know many other religions twist it to suit themselves, but it's not changed. It's the same. And so, have the things that he said would happen in his word been true? Let me ask you. Have what he said in his word, have they been true? You're not, some of you aren't sure. Are they true? Has there, just in case you're not sure, has there ever been a devastating flood that has destroyed the whole earth since Noah? The rainbow continues to stand in the sky as is promised to every person. Who thinks that's pretty awesome? That's more than awesome, right? That's flipping amazing. Okay, now let's just think of Jesus for a moment, because he's alive in us, right? We got that part right. Was Jesus born of a virgin? It was prophesied in Isaiah. Was he born of a virgin? Did Jesus come from the tribe of Judah? Was Jesus born in Bethlehem? Did the messenger come before Jesus? John the Baptist? Did Jesus enter Jerusalem riding on a donkey? All prophesied well before he came. Did Jesus' friend betray him? Did men cast lots for his clothing? Is it true that he, Jesus, would live again after dying? Talks about it in Job. And so, Hebrews 10:35, thanks Mike, do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. What do we not throw away? Our confident trust in the Lord, no matter what happens, no matter what happens. And so he is dependable. His word is true. It is a lamp until our feet. It will guide us and keep our confidence in him strong. And what Jesus says is going to happen is going to happen. What the Bible says is going to happen is going to happen. Who knows that there will be wars and lots of wars. You only have to look in your Bible to see that things are heating up in our world. Be grateful that we are alive through Christ. And we have a purpose like no other right now. Like any other time, we should never forget this most important thing that we've been put on this earth to do. Yes, we've got to go to work. Yes, we have to do all sorts of things that are monotonous and mundane. But the purpose of our lives is to bring as many people with us into his hands. God's alive. Will he be alive through you? You know, Mark 16:15 in the Message Bible says this. Go into all the world, go everywhere and announce the message of God's good news to one and all. You know, so when Jesus said to his disciples after most realized he was not dead but alive, he assumed that they would now get what it was that they were to live for. Can we get what it is that we are to live for today? I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go. Turn to your neighbor and say, therefore, go. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He assumed they'd get that because he had complete authority, so did they. You have complete authority in the name of. These are the signs that will accompany those. I'll throw out demons. I'll handle snakes and not get sick. Drink poison. God's life will come to those who believe he's alive. God's life will come to those, yes, who believes he's alive. That's the distinction, right? They will have impact. I'd love to have some more impact in our world with others this Christmas time. And the whole month of December, we get to share the gospel, the good news. It's our opportunity. You know, when we take a step towards the life of Christ in someone else, that might even just be a simple conversation like I had this week with the gentleman that has three young kids and he's a bit concerned and he wants to read the Bible. He's probably a long way from Christ. I don't know, to be honest. But I'm still having the conversation believing that Jesus can change something within that man so that he gets the life inside of him. And Jesus assumes that we will naturally live this life and reign with him. That as Jesus walked this earth, that he saw things and he would touch people's lives. And he didn't think about it too hard. Those of you who are analytical, don't think about what all the problems because all the things that are wrong with it, that person. That's not a really good way to do it, actually. Because you'll never find that you're very welcoming. You know, the thing is, Christ loves everybody. Everybody. There's no exceptions. And so when we just forget about what could be, why don't we ask the Lord to do something in them that maybe he can do a better job than we could? Would that be fair? But we need him to help us to do that extraordinary thing in their life. Whether it be pray with them, whether it be like earlier this year, lay my hands in the middle of the gymnasium on the man that had the sore heart and now he's okay again. Come on. Little things can transform other people. You have to decide to breathe his life. And one thing is certain in his word, it will come to pass. And eternity is coming sooner than we think. Will you be alive to the things of Christ in your life? All authority has been given to. Point your hand inwards. All authority has been given to me in the name of Jesus. Not a cockiness, not arrogance, but in the name of Jesus, we know how to move. We know how to behave in front of someone else. And faith and not unbelief is the key to your best life. And so Jesus assumed that the disciples would get it. And I know that, you know, we can be a bit slow sometimes. Well, I can. I can't talk for you, I guess. And so we need reminding. And God's word's great at that. You know, there was this blind guy. Jesus was around. And he asked about what's happening. Because he heard all this commotion in the street and he's just there begging, actually. And he's an outcast. You're not supposed to, you know, because they're not clean. Well, they weren't back in those days. We have a great system nowadays for these kinds of people in the Western world. But not then. And I can imagine, because he starts to get louder, Jesus! Jesus! Now, he's blind, but he had a good voice. And he's yelling, Jesus, can you come over here? And I can imagine what would happen. I reckon a couple of the boys, they would have, probably Peter would have been involved in this. He probably went up and gave him a bit of a kick. Will you just quiet down? Jesus heard him. And Jesus came over to him. Who knows that Jesus is no respecter of any person? It's the same for every one of us, regardless of status, regardless of how much we make in a year, regardless of any of that. He came to set others free. And he asked, what is it that I can do for you? And he did, the other guy, oh, can't you tell I'm blind? He didn't say that. He simply said, I'd love to see. I'd love to see. I'd love to see. And Jesus turned to that man and he said, your faith has saved you. And that man got up and the Bible says, followed him. I don't know about you, but I don't know if sometimes whether we're seeing what Jesus is seeing. We've got such an opportunity. Will you see? Will you see what Christ can do? Come on, he's alive, right? We agree with that. Even all the theologians agree that he's alive. And, you know, why do we, even whatever church we're in, everyone agrees that Jesus is alive. And so here we are in this Greek Orthodox church, but they still recognize some of the greatest miracles because Jesus is alive. And they do church differently, but they still love God. We love Jesus. And just rather than fighting, rather than thinking about this or thinking about that, why don't we take every opportunity that we have, and the things that we see around our world, the people that we communicate with, the sporting clubs we attend, the workplaces we're in, to allow Jesus a moment into their world. Paul and Barnabas came back to Lazarus and asked him to be the bishop, actually, of Cyprus. And for the last 30 years of his life, I looked it up this week, they reckon that he was marvelous in spreading the gospel and starting churches throughout Cyprus. We have purpose. This week, will you take one of those brochures? I have them here. Can we grab some of these? The worst thing that can happen is people say no. The greatest thing that can happen is someone says, yeah, okay, I'll come along. Would you like me to pick them? Would you like me to pick you up? That's always good. And then when we come here, you know, the gospel, will you believe with us that Jesus is alive? Because we can come into his house and just believe that he's dead. You know, I've been in some of those places, but I thank the good Lord that we're not like that. But I'm just saying, let's believe together that he's going to make others come alive. So Father, today, stand with me. Father, today I pray that we would have a life-transforming experience with Jesus. And that we would take the message of the gospel and that we would see. I want to see. Will you allow Jesus to uncloud your thinking, your eyes, and allow Jesus to see through you? He's alive, church. He's alive. So, Father, come on, let's just raise our hands for a moment. Father, I pray, give me an opportunity today to be your witness. And I thank you, Lord, that we live in such an ethnic community called Australia. And I pray that regardless of culture, nationality, whatever it is, I can have a part of bringing life to somebody else in the name of Jesus. In every school, in every place that we're involved, in every community center, and everywhere we live, wherever that might be around this area, We pray that the life of Christ would go forth in Jesus' name. And Lord, just put your hand on your chest for a moment. Lord, I pray, help me to be effective in being a witness for you. I'm seeing people come to Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, we're going to sing a song of victory this morning. Can we do that? Let's do it before we close. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jace. If you like prayer after this song, love to stay and pray with you. Thanks, guys.